We are never alone. We are always surrounded by those whom we love and those who are important in our life. They are always with us. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. We are always surrounded by those whom we love. They are in our heart as much as they are in our presence. They are in our awareness each time we think of them. When we go shopping and our family is at home, if for a moment we think of them, we think of them doing whatever we think of them doing. We think of them cleaning the house or washing the dishes, taking care of the yard, perhaps going out and playing with their friends, perhaps greeting the neighbors, perhaps taking a drive, doing anything they're doing, and we surround them with our loving thoughts. We surround them with our loving presence, and they're always with us. It doesn't matter whether they are far away or near. We could have taken an airplane and gone virtually halfway around the world, as many of us do, and left behind all those who we daily were in contact with. When I'm in New Zealand, I do not think about or worry about or fret about my family. I see them all having a grand and glorious time. When I am in the Philippines, when I'm in China, when I'm in Japan, when I'm in Alaska, when I'm in Switzerland or Germany or Canada or Africa, it makes no difference. Whenever my thought goes to anyone else, whether it's a loved one or not, and everyone's a loved one, I think of them with loving thoughts. Now, if any of them should decide to move to the next dimension, to die, to pass on, at first I feel sad that they're not living with me in this world, and then I stop and think, they're living with me in this world as much as they ever lived with me in this world. While I may have been able to touch them before and to hug them and to kiss them and to say how much I love you, I still can do that. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, I reach out and I hug my sister who passed on recently. I bless her and I love her. I may talk silly about her, but I talk silly about her because she is still very much alive, just like the person she always has been in my heart. She will never be out of my world. She may be in New Zealand or in the Philippines. She may be on the moon. Who knows where she chose to be. But she's always, as always, lovingly in my heart and in my presence. When people move to other countries or other worlds or other cities or out of the house or away from our presence, they are still in our presence. They are still as much present with us as they ever were. When we have this illumination in our awareness, we do not fret about people who decide to move on to another dimension. We do not say, why did they have to go? Why did they leave me? Why? But they didn't leave you. They're off doing what pleases them. And hey, that's what life's all about. Life is all about going off and doing things that please you. Please us individually. We're not living our life for other people. We're living it for ourselves. If along the way we touch another's life and bring happiness, joy, peace, and harmony to them, if we touch another's life and we make a mark in their life that they remember us with the deepest affection and the deepest joy, hey, cool. Let us live our life in the same token. Let us live our life in the same manner. How many people have you dismissed from your world by going somewhere else, or not even going somewhere else, but not paying attention to them anymore? I look at my dog and he comes up to me and he wants to play. And I say, Rex, I can't always play. And he says, come on, Dad, you can play anytime. Just put that aside. Just stop doing what you're doing. And you can do what you're doing, but take my stick here and take my rope and take my toy and hold on to it with me and let me pull and tug because I like to be in your presence. I like to play with you. Well, even as I talk and say these things, I am playing with my dog Rex. I'm playing with my lovely golden retriever and enjoying his presence and enjoying his love and enjoying his great joy. And last night as we were sitting, having dinner, watching the fire in the living room, gathered around the coffee table, we were having such a lovely time, and Rex, my dog, goes around saying hi to everybody. That's what it should be. And then he jumped up on the back of the couch, slipped himself into the tiniest place, which he did not fit, and he wrapped his arms around Heinz's neck, and he took his head and he caressed Heinz's head, and he licked Heinz's head and Heinz's ears and Heinz's face, and he just loved Heinz to pieces. Now that memory in my thought, that idea in my consciousness, is so precious and so wonderful and so just utterly amazing. It just makes my heart sing. We all have these precious, wonderful, happy times that are just spontaneous, certainly not planned. Rex didn't say that. Dad, watch me. I'm going to love this guy. Watch. He just does what comes naturally and is himself. You and I can love naturally and be ourselves and continue doing that, even when those who are away from us are not with us. They may be traveling on a ship, on an airplane. They may be visiting at a neighbor's house. They may be at work. They may be at home while we're at work or whatever. And all we do is we surround them with our pure white light of love. We surround them with our pure white light of love every time we think about them and think about them lovingly and joyously. And if we have the knowledge, sincerity, if we have the understanding that thoughts are things and words are important, we will surround our loved ones with our pure white light of love, and we will see them happy, joyous, doing all the things that make them fulfilled. We will not worry or fret over them or want safety for them and things, because there's nothing to be safe from. For they are wrapped in our pure white light of love, and though 10,000 fall at one side and 1,000 at another, nothing shall come nigh unto them, because they live in the presence of their own divinity, and they live in our divinity, in our awareness. So let us surround ourselves first with our pure white light of love, and know that we work from that center, that base. And then look out upon anyone, anywhere in the universe, and surround it with our pure white light of love. And know that all is in divine right action. I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order. I like me, I like me, I like me, all is in divine order. We have such power, such joy. No one can ever die in our world because they live in our heart eternally, and what a joy that is. No one can ever be visiting the neighbors or traveling around the world or whatever they may be doing because they're always in our heart. Every time we think of them, they are in our heart and our presence in the most joyous, rewarding, fulfilling way that we could ever dream of. So when you think of someone who has moved on, when you think of a member of the family or a friend or anybody who is somewhere else other than in your physical presence, know that they are in your spiritual presence, they are in your mental presence, and they are in your reality forever. Think on these things, for these are the illuminations that set the heart on fire and make life worthwhile. I love you. I love you. Oh, Rex, you're so wonderful. I love you.